All right, who goes? How's this first one work? Oh, yeah, I wrote that one.
Yeah.
So, I gotta pull that up. You go.
I go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, have you ever heard a song that you think is just perfect?
Oh, yes, always. I didn't know if Sam was going to be in on this. Okay.
I'm hidden. I'm hiding in the corner.
Okay.
All right, Patrick, we made it up to Maryland.
Yeah, we did. We are in College Park. Are we in College Park?
College
Is that
Park,
where we are? Okay.
Through a terrible storm.
That's
there
right.
was a road closed.
There
we had
was.
To go around some detour.
Yeah.
The Waze kept telling us about red light cameras. Apparently, that's a big thing around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, caught
too.
A lot of those.
So, mm-hmm. But we're here. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. We are in the suburb of College Park, Maryland.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In a basement used as a rehearsal space for the band Pyramid Scheme.
Yeah,
so how about that?
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very well appointed down here. Thank you guys for your hospitality.
And I want to let listeners know we're going to have perfect pop selections
yes,
all
we
this week.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for that. We're going to have one in this episode and more the rest of the week with some selections here by the band Pyramid Scheme.
Yep.
Right? All right.
I think our listeners will recognize a couple of voices they're about to hear.
They will. So I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
You might recognize those voices. And then with us is Pyramid Scheme. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Darian.
I'm Andrew.
Okay. And Lisa Saeed mm-hmm. was on our show
she
back
was.
In the fall
right.
and did a performance when she was a solo artist. And Darian was with you
yep, that's
on
right.
that. Performing, and it was great. People should go back and listen to that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Fantastic.
Yep.
But now you two have formed a band called Pyramid Scheme, and tell us a little bit of how that came together.
Well, around the time we did the last podcast, we were working on new songs, and we just decided to change the name because the vibe was changing too, and we were going more in the rock direction, as some of the songs lent to. So Darian and I wrote bunch. We worked with Andrew on it, and we recorded in December, and we released in late April.
What's the difference between having a band versus, I mean, when I saw you perform as Lisa Saeed before, you had a backing band, you know, so what's the difference though being in a band?
Well, there's a lot more codependency. We're writing together. The codependency part is Darian can tell you more about it too, because he knows how needy I get as a bandmate sometimes. Other than that, I do think the vibe of not only our recordings, but just our stage vibe is different. Even though, I mean, you guys can jump in because I know, you know, Andrew's, we've been playing together for 2-3 years, I think.
Yep.
But I do feel like the energy is different.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different vibe. It's a different energy. The sonics are different. You know, we're all plugged in. We're all electric. So, you know, Andrew's hitting harder. You know, the playing, everyone is just playing more intense. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's Dylan has gone electric, if you will.
Nice. Get Rich Quick 2 is the name of the record.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we hear a song from it?
Yeah, that'd
so
be cool.
People can hear what
yeah.
Pyramid Scheme
Let's do that.
Sounds like. What song should we play?
Ooh. Darian, your choice.
I'm going to hear Bandwagon Jumping Machine.
Okay.
All right, cool.
You think it all sounds the same, but I
Cool.
Nice. Very nice.
There's some jangle
going on
there. So what's your inspiration, Darren?
Well, that I sort of adopted that type of guitar sound during my days in Richmond. I was obsessed with bands like Heavenly, Pop Guns, and of course, Johnny Marr, Peter Buck, you know, that whole school of guitar playing. And so I think this is just a byproduct of the only things I was listening to over the past 5 years.
Interesting. It's got a nice bottom end, and the drums are really well represented. And you guys went to Inner Ear, right, with Don Zientara and recorded? Wow. Nice.
And you just released this. This has only been out for about a month.
Yeah.
At this point, right?
Mm-hmm. April 27th came out.
And we should say Pyramid is not normally spelled, I don't think, with the P-I, right? It's P-I-R-A-M-I-D instead of P-Y.
They just had the spelling bee here in town this weekend.
That's right.
So this would have really stumped some people, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Some kids.
What's the explanation behind that? Is there one?
Well, there is a little bit of, I just like the way that Pyramid looks that way. It's kind of like the Spanish, French spelling without the E. But yeah, I just like the I without a Y kind of thing. I think we all kind of jived on that.
Yeah, it's very cool. And the cover art is neat too.
It's good for SEO.
Yeah,
too,
that's right.
That sort of
thing.
That was
less pyramids.
You don't want people, going on to other sites.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's kind of Although, if you're interested, they also do run a pyramid scheme. No, I'm just kidding.
It's only a small investment.
That's
right. You just have to recruit a couple other people.
That's all you have to do.
That's right. Okay. Let's. We'll talk more about Pyramid Scheme as the week goes on. We're going to hang out here in the basement all week, right?
Yeah.
That's cool with you guys, right? Okay.
Be nice.
I mean, it's spacious. It's good.
Yeah. It's got lots of instruments down here to play.
There's a fan.
Yeah.
So it won't get too hot.
We've got water.
That's right.
Water. So that's fine. And, but let's talk about a perfect pop selection. Let's
I'm
do
excited
that
about
the rest
this.
Of today's episode, right? So,
yeah.
So cool. Lisa was going to go first with the perfect pop.
I think Darian
was going to go first. I'm sorry. I've already screwed this up. Darian, so here's what we do. So we do this from time to time. We ask people, you know, just give us a song. It doesn't have to be your favorite song or the song you think is the best song in the world, but just a song that you think is just perfect, right?
Yes.
And what is your selection?
Narrowing it down to one song would have to be Next of Kin by the band Always from their 2014 debut full-length, self-titled.
Hmm. Very interesting.
That is. I just saw them.
Yeah, you did.
Yes. The show, you caught the show at 9:30?
I did.
Yeah. I caught the previous show at Rock and Roll Hotel last fall.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Darian, tell us why that is your selection.
Yeah, so if you take it just from a structure standpoint, it's got the earworm, that guitar line that hooks you in before everything else comes in. It's got what people would call twee vocals. You know, it's got sparkly parts. And then, to Always's credit, it's got a lot of minor chords, but we don't perceive it as that because, again, it has such happy other instrumentals going on. And, you know, it's within a few minutes, so it fits it fits that formula. And then on a band level, when you see Always, it's the perfect mix of guitar ferocity and energy with, you know, nice structured songs.
Right. So. Yeah. I mean, I totally hear what you're saying about that hook before that whole thing kicks in. Like, it's got you right there. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
Every time I pick up a guitar, I'll play that lead line.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because it's an earworm.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I could hear a little bit, actually, similarity of that, the way that guitar line was on top to the song we heard, Bandwagon Jumping Song, you know, right at the beginning. It's very similar, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very cool.
I would agree. I think that's probably one of the reasons the song, you know, sticks out with me.
Yeah, very, very cool. Love that.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I mean, what do you learn? I mean, you mentioned sort of what makes this song work, but what do you learn personally from listening to a band like Always?
So I remember when the first record came out in 2014, blew me away. You know, I think blew a lot of people away. But then if you missed that initial tour, which I did, then, you know, you missed the chance to see how they produced or how they recreated these songs in person. So finally getting to see them and seeing how they all work together with the intricacies of their parts just showed me the skill at crafting, you know, what we call a pop song. And for me, I just learned, you know, pulling back and standing out in different places and not just being at 10 the entire time. Dynamics, if you will.
Yeah, interesting. I never would have guessed minor chords for that song either. Absolutely. Bright and shiny.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because they hide it well, or not hide it, because it's nothing to hide, but they mix it well with other major things.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. Yeah. Very cool. That's always a cool thing.
I learned something today.
Yeah, me too.
Very good. Oh, all right, and Lisa, Andrew, you guys have picks for later in the week, right?
Yes.
You will be on the spot.
We've been warned.
The bar has been set really high. Maybe we should have had Terry and go last.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous myself.
I know. Can I change?
Okay, so we'll be back tomorrow. We'll get another perfect pop pick. We'll talk more about Pyramid Scheme.
We will.
We're going to hang out in the basement. We got two drum sets down here.
I know.
So it's kind of like a Grateful Dead thing going on.
That's
we can really jam out.
Yeah,
right?
It's going to be really fun. You want to be Mickey?
We'll battle if you want.
That'd be cool.
That'd be great. So, you want to listen to Rock in the Suburbs
every day.
Every day. Us on all the big podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that stuff. Please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Please visit us on the social medias of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod. You can email us your perfect pop pick, rock@suburbspod.com. We like to feature listener picks from time to time.
We do.
And you can call the Suburban Party Line, leave a message.
That's the best thing.
Then we hear your voice on the show,
612-440-1984.
And where can people learn about Pyramid Scheme?
Well, pyramidscheme.com.
Pyramid instead of a Y. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're all over the social medias, Facebook, same spelling, Twitter, Instagram, MySpace, Friendster.
Pure volume.
Right.
Bumble.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
I think
it's good
date
that you don't
somebody.
Know.
All right. All right. Okay. This kind of just died right there. All right. So check out the band. Pyramid Scheme, Get Rich Quick 2 is the EP. And you can also stream this on the various streaming services that we mentioned. Right.
Spotify, Apple Music.
Yep. All that stuff.
Tidal.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
All that stuff. Very cool. And people can buy the CD at the website?
The website. It connects you to our Bandcamp site.
Excellent. Sweet. All right. Very cool. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Lisa Saeed, Darian Day, Andrew Toy. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Talk to listeners tomorrow.
Yeah. A lot of love down here.